Hi, my name is Maka Davis, and this is how my unacceptable experience of a lauded executive coach illustrates why I don't have imposter syndrome and why it's dangerous for you to not resolve yours. The summary of my thoughts is, if you have basic introspection skills, then the offering from Glenn Stewart of Marquee Leadership and also Possible with Glenn is overinflated for the value it brings at $750 an hour. I personally haven't heard him give any advice or platitude that can't be found in any entry-level self-help book, inspirational Instagram page, or any high school guidance counselor's mass-produced motivational office poster. He showed up unprepared for our sessions, and inaction he recently asserted wasn't a mistake or an oversight. That's his practice. So would I recommend the Glenn Stewart, Marquee Leadership, Possible with Glenn brand of executive coaching? That depends entirely on how cavalier you are about burning money. The money spent on my time with Glenn wasn't even my own, and I still feel it was wasted. But beyond my singular experience with this one man, the more important point is how dangerous imposter syndrome is. Glenn Stewart was only able to access me because a friend incorrectly assumed she was less capable than he would be. Which means my own immunity to imposter syndrome is not enough to keep me safe if the women around me are still vulnerable to it. This is why I don't practice humility. This is why I implore and encourage women to move through the world with some fucking audacity. So let's unpack this. Quote, all of my work happens in sessions. I don't do any prep or homework before. End quote. That direct quote was Glenn Stewart's response to my letting him know that I'd found it unacceptable of him to show up to a session not having read the thing he had wanted to review, which I'd repeatedly told him I'd already read. That sentence actually explains everything about my experience of him professionally. I just wish he'd led with that so that I could have canceled my sessions with him before they'd ever begun. So, Glenn Stewart is an executive coach who says that the $750 an hour he was paid to talk to me for 5 hours is an 80% discount from his usual rate, a $10,000 monthly retainer that includes 2 one-hour sessions and ad hoc client availability. His website boasts glowing reviews from a whole lot of people with a whole lot of money and power, which means one of two things. One, either you can take my experience as a reminder that money and power do not automatically equal quality, intelligence, or integrity, or two, he shows up brilliantly for other people, but simply thought I wasn't worth his best effort. Neither of those things paints him in a positive light, and I don't care what anyone says. I don't prepare is an objectively stunning thing to say to a client you were paid $750 an hour to chat with. It wouldn't be right to call it work. By the way, as a point of amusement, the word marquee is nothing more than a noble title. It's appropriate because nobility tells you nothing about a person's intelligence, leadership, integrity, personality, etc. It speaks to the luck of their birth. If I were to have scripted this, it would have been too on the nose. Glenn Stewart hasn't billed tens of thousands of hours because he is an amazing or transformative executive coach. He is successful because he is in community with wealthier people than the average person will ever have access to. File this under more reasons I am always telling you not to compare yourself to people like him or even the current version of me. We are all playing in different sandboxes. I also found it interesting that when confronted, Glenn likened sessions with him as quote unquote similar to therapy, which is wild because I'd explicitly told him in no uncertain terms that I wasn't looking for a therapist. I already have one and she preps for me. Glenn wasn't able to articulate exactly why he misunderstood what I wanted despite how clear I was in our initial 2-hour discovery call, which isn't uncommon. I say what I mean. People hear what they want, and I'm expected to be gracious when all they can present to me is their bumbling apologies without resolution. I've embedded a link to a past video where I talk more about this, if you want to see that. Glenn's process, which apparently requires no prior preparation or planning on his part, is fundamentally incompatible with how I work, live, or function. Most people glean that within minutes of either speaking directly to me or watching and reading my content. Glenn had 2 hours of an introductory discovery call during which I not only outlined my goals, but clearly stated that I wasn't looking for therapy because I already know and like who I am. This next phase of my life is about aligning external elements to further my professional development, and I told him that in no uncertain terms. And I want you to note that while his memory of what I said I wanted and how he presented himself to me is hazy, my Google Docs revision history is verifiable and evergreen. But why would he know that? He didn't read it. He doesn't listen well. He doesn't read even his own recommendations or prep the sessions. The man apparently runs his executive coaching business on vibes. Amazing. What kind of leader thinks they're qualified to lead anyone, let alone a woman like me, without preparation or intention? What kind of leader would present their lack of effort as a privilege you should be grateful to pay for? Reader, please feel free to insert your own funniest joke about the current state of American politics here. Okay, I'm trying to stay focused. My problem with Glenn Stewart as an executive coach isn't that he didn't have the tools or the capacity to work with me. My problem is that he lacks the self-awareness and humility required to acknowledge that. And when faced with my feedback in person, responded in a way I found remarkably unprofessional. He was red-faced and shaking and putting his feelings before the professional problem. I believe him when he says that no one has ever given him the feedback that I have. Not only are most people afraid to be seen as being quote unquote mean to a person who performs niceness as well as he does, but whoever wants to face the consequences of bruising a man's ego? For someone who charges more per hour than any therapist I've ever met or paid, his emotional regulation skills leave a lot to be desired. In his fit of pique, Glenn told me he'd worked with people who, and I quote, make me look slow. Which was funny because if he'd listened to me in our discovery call or read the follow-up Google Doc, he would have remembered that working with people who outpace me was the whole point of me seeking out an executive coach. I literally told him, I'm looking for someone who is so far ahead of me that they can point out my blind spots and introduce me to opportunities I can't access for myself. I'm looking for a me for me. Instead, I got Glenn Stewart. For context, I was so prepared for our work together that I drafted a multi-page dossier containing info about me that would have been relevant to my work with an actually qualified strategist and coach. It outlined my goals, previous projects, obstacles, and successes. Glenn saw that effort from me and genuinely felt confident that his usual lackadaisical, no prep approach would be good enough to meet me where I am. Again, if I wrote that into a script about white male audacity, writing teachers would dismiss it as ham-fisted, heavy-handed, and entirely too on the nose. Experiences like this are why I don't perform humility. Once at a conference in Switzerland, I stunned a woman into silence when my response to her asking me how I deal with imposter syndrome was, I don't have imposter syndrome. This world doesn't allow me to be mediocre. So if I'm in a room, you can be sure I've earned my way there. Pithy quotes aside, though, it is actively dangerous for competent women to keep entertaining unresolved imposter syndrome in a world where a man like Glenn Stewart can confidently assert that he earned $3,700, quote-unquote, coaching me, despite doing nothing productive, adding nothing transformative, and adding zero professional value to me. There are too many women who will pass up opportunities and actively defer to less qualified men like him because they think they're not good enough. Glenn was introduced to me by a friend who felt he might be more qualified to be a sounding board for me than she would. And after my experience with him, I pointed out to her that the irony of her own imposter syndrome is that her awareness of her limitations made her more qualified to coach someone than Glenn Stewart. Imposter syndrome is dangerous because despite my own confidence, an unqualified, mediocre man was able to waste my time and my friend's money because a woman thought less of herself. That means my own immunity to imposter syndrome is not enough to keep me safe if the women around me are still vulnerable to it. Imagine the societal implications of that when you apply it to higher stakes contexts. I cannot overstate how dangerous that is and how big a problem it is. Now, to his credit, Glenn apologized to me. However, as I told a Frenchman who messed up something for me a couple of weeks ago, when it comes to business, guilt and apologies don't solve problems. A refund is the only acceptable resolution for the waste of my time, but since it wasn't my money to push for, I'm putting this review out there so that someone else knows they're not crazy if they end up booking him based on our organization's recommendation and platforming of him, and their experience leaves them thousands of dollars angrier, or tens of thousands if they pay full price. Glenn feels like we had great conversations, but dear reader, you watch my videos, some of you have met me, I'm a great conversationalist. But Glenn wasn't being paid to socialize. I told him I wanted a strategist. I explicitly told him I wanted a me for me and gave him concrete examples for reference. Nothing more than his unsubstantiated arrogance told him he was it. In the group workshop I observed while waiting to bring up my concerns to Glenn in person, he asked the collective questions like, what would you do if you weren't afraid? Followed by, what action items can you take today to live more fearlessly? These are questions that the bright-eyed 15-year-old attendee sitting next to me found compelling with her braces and her adolescent fears. The adult woman in our group said she could relate to me when I said, this doesn't apply to me. Fear doesn't stop me from doing anything. Listener, while waiting for the A train, I saw an MTA ad with wellness influencer Dr. Mike saying the exact same thing. Glenn's insights are so very basic and elementary that they can be condensed into a feel-good Subway advertisement. I've embedded a picture in the written version of this post that has the quote on it, where it says, "Don't let fear stop you from becoming your best self," on that Subway ad. I am a limitless woman whose life is as simple as if I want it and I can afford the time, money, and energy, I do it. My life's obstacles are external, not internal, and Glenn Stewart doesn't know how to deal with that. Before he realized that I was only at his workshop to talk to him, Glenn told me that he hoped I'd found it helpful. I told him the truth. It wasn't. I'd found it sophomoric, and I was only there to catch him before I left. I wasn't being that blunt to hurt his feelings. I was being direct because trying to shield him from my initial frustrations is what had led him to believe everything was fine in the first place and that he had been helpful to me. It wasn't, and he hadn't. During our in-person conversation, Glenn repeatedly said, "I respect you and I hear you," in between the other quotes I've shared here. But to me, respect would have looked like him hearing me the first time I spoke. Respecting my time would have looked like him saying, "Hey, I'm not going to read anything you send me beforehand. I'm not even going to read what I send you." Respect would have looked like him saying, "Hey, Malka, I don't think I'm the right person for you," before we ever had sessions together. And yes, I do think it's reasonable for me to expect to be able to hold the $10,000 a month coach to a higher standard than the average person. Everyone wants money and authority without any of the responsibilities, but good leadership is nothing more than a bushel of responsibilities woven into a crown. Self-awareness and self-regulation being two of those stems. Glenn Stewart is a really nice man, but as a speaker, we both had front row seats to said the night before our chat. Nice isn't enough. Respect is in action.